going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on WEEI, as he does each and every Thursday, Rob Bradford of WEEI.com and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlaneEnergy.com, by the E.L. Harvey companies, including Nauset Disposal and Miga Disposal, your local trash collecting and recycling providers, and by Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients. Rob Bradford, how are we doing this week?
McFarland. Oh, man, I'm so jacked up for some afternoon baseball. Let's go.
You know,
let's go. I'm jacked up for the draft. Let's go. What a day.
You know, Jones and Keefe going to be in the house today for Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
Humble brag, but we're going to be there today.
I heard that. Yeah, you're going to be mingling with the riffraff in the suite, right? Yeah.
I was going to say, not the riffraff. No way. We're going to be in the suite.
Sweet people.
Yeah, we're sweet people. We're high rollers as well.
Oh, man. What a day it is. I'm going around talking to the guys about the draft. Blake Sable, very concerned about the Steelers. What are they, like 21, not being able to get a quarterback? He, by the way, I didn't know this, Blake Sable, second cousin of Troy Polamalu. So,
no way.
Yeah, all the connections.
No
yeah, oh,
way.
Yeah, second cousin of Troy Polamalu. And best friends
hair.
With Juju Smith-Schuster, best friends. So, yeah, the hits keep on coming.
He's probably seen some Snapchats over the years, I would imagine. Yeah, okay.
Rafael Devers, Rob, was the talk of the first week or so of the season. He got off to a really poor start, and then he had a hot week and a half. And then since then, I think he's like 4 for his last 40 or so. What's going on with Rafael Devers?
But I don't know if you heard Alex Cora. He said he's leading the league in walks. So
yeah, he's got a pile of walks, not a pile of hits.
A pile of walks.
Yeah.
A lot of free passes. Yeah, a lot of free passes. I mean, I think that this is a work in progress of him. And you have one of the greats. I've been meaning to Edgar Martinez just sitting here as a DH. And you know, anytime a lifetime DH comes in, which is basically what Rafael Devers is going to be now, you're reminded of David Ortiz or Edgar Martinez. They once played a position. I think I remember Edgar Martinez playing third. And you ultimately just have to accept it. I think that Devers has accepted it, but it's still like, okay, well, you need you to be the best version of yourself. And we said this early in the year when they started out 1-4. This is so important to have that dynamic of him in the middle of the order, especially when you didn't have plan A at the cleanup spot in Tristan Cassis. And so I think that, you know, I think this with the Devers thing, it's just, we're just going to have to ride it out. My guess is that he'll land where he usually lands. They'll have a good year. But, you know, they're very, very fortunate that they have a flawed team and they're treading water in an American league that really stinks.
Tristan Cassis, we've seen him homer in the last couple of games. He had a walk-off over the weekend. I chose to read into that. His comments after the game with Jamai Webster, he's kind of looking over his shoulder for a Gatorade bath that never came. We've talked to you before, Bradfo, about, well, the hits, it's not going to matter about his attitude and how he carries himself. But I don't know, how is he popular among his teammates? How does he fit in in that clubhouse, because that was an odd scene after a walk-off for a guy who was struggling to kind of not get the celebration we're accustomed to seeing.
Yeah, so I get it. I get where, you know, where the crosshairs are on Tristan Cassis across the board. He's a very polarizing guy, and certainly, like, you know, when something like that happens, you're like, okay, does this add up to this? But I think that I told the afternoon show this. I think that he is a good teammate. I think at this point that his teammates and the players who have played with him have played with him long enough where they sort of know this is Tristan Cassis, this is who he is, and this is what he does. He's not like everybody else, you know. So I think that I don't think that how he is reflected in him not getting a Gatorade bath. I think that he's still viewed as a valued part of the team, a pretty much a good teammate. And so I get where this is coming from, because he is undeniably the most polarizing athlete in Boston right now. I mean, that is a fact. But, you know, so you hit a couple home runs as you had did the last couple nights, all of a sudden, like, no one's really, oh, look at it. They're giving him high fives. Everything seems okay. But he better keep doing it, man. Like, he better keep doing it, because if he doesn't, you know, the narrative changes in a hurry.
He did say all the young guys should start the year in the minors, and yeah, two out of three of them have, right? You know, Campbell's been up, and Campbell's been great. He's in center field today. But how close are we to Roman Anthony getting called up? I mean, I guess both of them, but Anthony's having a better start down there in Worcester. And if you see some of the, you know, Rafaela not in the lineup today, Hamilton's getting a start at second, do you think it's happening anytime soon, or do they still have to wait for an injury?
Yeah, first of all, that was like such a moment, right? We focused so much on the Devers press conference early in spring training, but the Cassis thing saying these guys should stay in the minors. And one of the things I liked about that was that the young guys didn't back down. They're like, they basically said, no, we're here to make the team. No. And you know, Marcelo is, you guys know Marcelo. I don't need
friend
to
of the show.
You know, you're very tight with Marcelo. I mean,
put his meat hook right on my shoulder.
Yeah, they go up to Gas and says, hey, by the way, I'm going to make a team. Not literally, but that's sort of the mindset that they had. So that was just like such a weird, weird moment of a few. But I think to answer your question, I don't think anytime soon, because you had Anthony tearing it up, right? And Meyer wasn't doing well. You have Meyer tearing it up now, and Anthony's been okay. Now he's playing the field. All of this is just going to play out, and I think it's just really – Rafael is playing well enough. Hamilton serves his purpose. Story certainly has been pretty good. So none of it is leading to them to say, oh, we got to get desperate and call these guys up. I know that everybody wants them to be called up, but I don't think this is happening in the next couple months.
Okay. Is that purely based on the logjam in front of them? They have personnel at the big league level and they're going to be patient? Or is this about control and future contracts, and Christian Campbell played ball with them on a contract, so he's on the big club, and Meyer and Anthony were waiting for it? Are there other elements to it as well?
No, I think it's honestly the luxury that they have and patience. Like, it's just the luxury they have. I think that in this day and age of baseball, especially with a market with like the Red Sox, with the Red Sox showing like in the last whatever 6 months they're willing to spend the money on these guys, that part of it, I don't think it really is factored in nearly as much as, hey, we have the opportunity to be more patient than really like we would maybe be in years past, and a lot of teams would be, because we have plan A working out at the major league level. So I think that's the reason they're not called up right now, because we saw it. I mean, all it takes is 2 weeks, the narrative with Marcelo Meyer to begin the year, like, oh, what's wrong with Marcelo Meyer? And now he's tearing it up. Anthony could have a bad week, and we could be having the same sort of thing. I think that there is still some work to do with these guys, and they just aren't desperate enough. Now, if you have a Willy Abreu get hurt, or you have a Rafaela get hurt, or certainly if you have a Trevor Story get hurt, then boom, there's no question asked. Those are the guys getting called up.
Now, I don't even want to jinx it, but are we getting Lucas Giolito next week?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, yeah, Toronto, I think, right?
Okay. I feel like he's a bit of a cryptid. It's like, you know, we'll believe it when we see it type of thing with Lucas Giolito. But
when's the last time you saw him pitch was forever ago, right?
Yeah, like more than two pitches, you mean? Yeah, it was a long, long time ago. I think he was with the Angels for all
he's certainly done more podcasts than he's thrown innings with the Red Sox. Yes. But which is
a designer shoe warehouse. We believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's been awesome. As we talked about, you know, the conversations with Lucas, this never-ending, starting with his granddad being on Seinfeld.
Right.
But it's, I think he's a guy that I think a lot of people think along the lines of what you said, right? Is that, oh, Lucas Giolito, but because there isn't a lot of hype, and there isn't a lot of, oh my goodness, this enormous, I mean, he has a big contract, but there's this huge expectation. It's almost like a luxury item, especially when you have other guys filling that role just fine. I mean, it's not like this guy is going to be dropped in. It's not like the Hendricks last year where everyone, wait till you get Liam Hendricks in August. He's going to be the closer. Like, no. I mean, Lucas Giolito is going to be a fifth starter, and if he's the Lucas Giolito of the White Sox, then he will be a huge, huge part of the solution and not the problem.
Real quick, Brad Foe, and I know it's calmed down a little bit. You know, the Red Sox have started winning. The strikeouts, I guess last night aside, have cooled to a degree. The errors have cooled to a degree. I was just checking, though. Bregman still leads the bigs in errors at third base with 5. That's more than Jose Ramirez. That's more than Machado, Suarez, guys like this. Is there any word as to why that is? Has there been something the Red Sox have seen where he's been off mechanically? Is that a weird coincidence? Like, why did we go from thinking we were going to get a massive upgrade defensively at third base, Gold Glove caliber, to a guy leading the bigs at errors at that spot?
Well, I think he has been a huge upgrade at third base. And if you look at the errors, a big part of it is that the first baseman hasn't bailed him out a whole bunch. And I mean, that you're still going to make a good throw, but there was a throw, for instance, I think his most recent error, it was, yeah, I mean, it was a one hop, but it was a one hop right before the glove. It was a play that Casas has to make. So, you know, I still think that he's an upgrade. There's no question about it, in terms of all the plays across the board that he's making. I mean, errors are errors. It's a results business, but I don't think that issue right now is at the top of the list in terms of the Red Sox overall problems.
Last thing for me, Brad Foe, a lot of season left, but do you think Aaron Judge will hit 400?
No, man. But he's
hitting 415.
Right. He's underrated.
Right. That's a headline.
Guys, smacking the ball
underrated?
Around.
Break that out. Brad Foe says Judge will not hit 400. Wow. Let's break that out. Yeah,
wow.
We could. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Colin. Yeah, Brad Foe, Colin. Judge will not. Judge stinks.
Bulletin board material for Judge.
Yeah, obviously. listen, I got the I still have the meme of him walking by with a boombox from 2018. Do you think he's underrated? Like, seriously, dude, like this is one of the baseball's problem, right? I mean, we have this guy who is it's almost
underrated
like, almost
in baseball.
Like
no, but like as a athlete in the United States, maybe. Yeah, maybe that.
No, but even in baseball, he might be because I feel like Shohei Ohtani gets all the attention, and then like over the last decade, everyone's like, well, Trout. So it's like Trout and Ohtani, but it's like, look at what this guy's been doing. So maybe he is.
But it almost feels like Trout, and I come back to, you know, the baseball's problem in terms of perception, personality, and all this stuff. And, you know, I can't get away from the Netflix thing, which lends itself to that conversation as well. But let's just say the Aaron Judge is on the Netflix thing. They're following him around. Are you like, oh, my goodness, like, that's great for baseball? Like, no, he's a really, really good baseball player, but he's very professional. He's not dynamic, just like Trout hasn't been dynamic in terms of perception and publicity. And I think that's a problem for baseball. Aaron Judge could be the best player in baseball right now, other than Shohei Ohtani. And yet people are like, oh, yeah, am I going to get the Judge jersey? That's okay. I'm good.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge won't hit 400 and yet underrated, according to Rob Bradford.
There you go.
Good stuff.
Every week Thursdays here on Jones and Keefe at 11:30. We appreciate the time. Check out the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can hear it there. Bradfo, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
I'll save some lobster tails for you. I'll see you soon.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
We'll see Bradfo.
How many lobster tails do you think I can fit in my mouth at once? We'll find out.
We are about to find out. There's no doubt. Jones and Keefe brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. His answer on Bregman's defense is interesting. I guess Will Middlebrook said something similar to the Greg Hill show, that Cassis's defense is costing Bregman, and it's almost like we're putting it on Cassis now, which I'm all for piling on that guy, but I agree. I feel like we're letting Bregman off the hook a little bit with that commentary.
Yeah, I mean, leading the league in errors is still leading the league in errors.
Interesting, but that's what...
So you're telling me he should have more errors.
I'm just saying, it's interesting that's coming from somewhere, which again lets you know they're not super fond of Cassis over
No, there, of course not.
Which is interesting.
Do you agree with Bradford he's the most polarizing?
I would maybe say Swayman. That's the name that jumped into my mind when he said it.
I thought that too, but then like, who is now defending Swayman?
Oh, good point.
He might not be polarizing at all.
Who's defending Cassis?
Carrabbas.
Yeah, there you go.
Hogsdale.
Yeah. Good point. Okay. At least there's some defenders.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.